Farmer dribbling the ball in the lane, spins, takes it down the lane, her shot is up there and in. Nice move by Chandra Farmer for St. Cecilia.
We've said it so many times. Survive and advance. You want drama? This is it.
Shot blocked. The shot is blocked by Hastings. Pankratz gets the block, gets the ball, and then gets fouled. And the fans come to their feet here for the Hastings High Tigers.
This is March Madness. It's more than a catchphrase. It's a feeling you get only one time of year. After a grueling season, three games stand between you and a state title.
Trying to triple team the point guard, Hummel. She throws over the top, gets the ball back, looks at left wing to Kovacher. 27-18, Bobcat. 16-footer, Hernandez Pyle, no good. Willicott offensive put back is good.
It's the Grove State Basketball Playoffs on Platte River Radio. And it starts right now.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln tonight. The Class C2 state semifinals between a couple of familiar foes, the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia and the Phillies out of Sutton High School. I'm Mike Willen, calling the play-by-play for you tonight. St. Cecilia coming in, a record of 22 wins and 3 losses on the season, beating North Platte St. Pat's 63-36 in the quarterfinal game last night. Claire Hamburger, 24 points, 8 of 12 shooting last night. Chandra Farmer chipped in with 16 points. The big story was Cameron Kissinger. She comes on for the bench and hits 5 3-pointers and finishes with 15 points in the ball game. The St. Cecilia defense held North Platte St. Pat's to just 24% shooting and forced 21 turnovers in the ball game. Sutton is coming in, a record of 23 wins, 4 losses on the season. They beat Freeman in the quarterfinals last night by a score of 56-38. The big story for the Phillies was Delaney Lemkow. She scores 22 points in the basketball game. She hit 7 out of 12 from the field last night, 4 out of 9 on 3-pointers. Also did a great job of the leading scorer for Fremont, rather for Freeman, Katie Meyer, held her to 0 of 3 shooting from the field last night and no points. Sutton played tremendous defense as well. They forced 21 turnovers in the ball game, held Freeman at just 32% shooting. And they out-rebounded the Freeman Falcons by 10, 30-20. These two teams played right before Christmas over in Sutton, and the Phillies were able to knock off Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 46-44. That was one of 3 losses that the Hawkettes had this year. They lost to Lincoln Christian twice and to Sutton once. Meanwhile, the Sutton Phillies, they have 4 losses so far this year. They opened the season with a loss to Superior 39-37. They lost to Lincoln Christian 61-50. They lost to Freeman 48-36, and they lost to York by the score of 61-51. Our pregame show tonight is brought to you by New Tech Seeds. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. New Tech is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Come back and chat with Hastings St. Cecilia head coach Tim Farmer as our New Tech Seeds pregame show continues after this.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 35 locations in Central Nebraska, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Sutton Lumber offers all you may need for commercial and residential, new construction, and remodeling projects. From special order materials to basic hardware, Sutton Lumber offers quality products to help you get your job done. Congratulations, Sutton Phillies, on a successful season, and best wishes at State from Sutton Lumber.
South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403.
Bob Devaney Sports Center as we get sent for the semifinal game here tonight. He's seeing St. Cecilia and Sutton as we spend a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Tim Farmer. And, Coach, you see a familiar foe here in the semifinals. Probably a little bit easier in preparation, huh?
That's the nice part. Yeah, we didn't have to go very far to dig up materials. So we were able to bring up some films and gather a couple of extras and And not that we wouldn't have a good feel for what they're all about before that, but we've looked at some more, and they're playing better as of late, and I'm hoping we are too, so it should be a good ball game.
A team that beat you earlier this season back around the Christmas time, so a revenge factor in the mix tonight?
Oh, the girls kind of look at it that way. I think not so much revenge on Sutton, but satisfaction for ourselves. I mean, we consider that possibly the worst night of basketball that these girls have ever played in terms of executing and finishing and getting things done. So nothing against Sutton that night, but I think they were just more disappointed in themselves. And so they're hoping to just come out and play a better ball game tonight.
That night was just a second half where we could not hit anything. It was the free throws. It was three-point shooting. It was a field goal percentage. Just nothing went down in the second half. Other than that, we were in the ball game in the first half.
Right. When I go back and look at it on film, you know, it's just kind of disheartening a little bit how that second half went for them. But when you try and talk kids out of what's going on and try and get them to restart and forget what's been going on, and that night it just didn't work at all. So the first half we executed just fine. We kind of got what we wanted and we're out in transition and did some nice things. And then in the second half, like you mentioned, we couldn't buy a free throw. We couldn't buy a layup. So hopefully things will be better for us tonight.
Things started off in the state tournament pretty well last night, winning over North Platte St. Pat's 63-36. You just did your thing. The two girls that usually scored, and your defense played well.
Right. Yeah, that was all about keeping O'Malley under control. Their point guard kind of generates everything for them, or a lot of it from what I could tell on film. But, again, Carly Wright got the assignment, did a great job of wearing her down. And then Chandra stepped in and helped out on occasion on the spy job and got the ball out of her hands. And with the ball not in her hands, they're just not as good of executing team. And a lot of teams are that way. When you got a primary ball handler and you force her to give it up, then it's not very easy. So defense carried us a long ways, enabled us to get out and transition and get a lead, and we were able to maintain that.
Which you fed Cameron Kissinger yesterday, but hopefully you fed it to her again today. 5 3-pointers, finished with 15 points.
Well, I think that's probably the third or fourth time she's kind of snuck up on people that way, and I'm hoping she does it again tonight. Of course, we got a couple girls capable of that as our role players, but Cameron did a nice job, and that's the one thing about Cameron. Even coming in as a freshman, she's confident in her shooting abilities, and so that's all you can ask as somebody coming off the bench, you know, to help put points on the board, and she's very good at that.
Sutton, the team that picked up a pretty impressive win over Freeman last night, 56-38. They had Delaney Lemkow come out of nowhere, and she was their high point. Man, she scores 22 in the ball game last night.
Right. That's kind of the scary part for us. We've played them for years here, and she's a senior now, so I've seen her plenty of times, and she's always a defensive specialist for sure. Good athlete, comes out and tries to get into Chandra, 94 feet for the most part every time we play him, and when she scores like that, it kind of scares me a little bit. But we're going to try and combat that again tonight, and hopefully she's a little off compared to where she was at last night. She shot pretty well, and so I know she's capable. She's that kind of player and athlete, you know, a confident senior. You know, that's kind of what you expect from the senior groups normally that you have. But we're going to try and get into her a little bit like we normally do and hopefully get her tired.
Two very similar type of teams. Both teams really rely on their defense, and Sutton has got a good defense.
Right, and that's kind of what we look at on film. We talk about it, and we told the girls, defensively, they're scrappy. They're going to get into you. They're going to get physical. They're going to try and frustrate you. We're just hoping our offensive firepower is a little more than theirs tonight, and I think we're capable of that. It's just depending upon what night and which girls show up. So if we come out and play like we're capable, our offense should be able to take advantage of some situations, but defensively, pretty even ball game.
Coach, what are some of the things you guys have to do tonight to come out here with a win?
Well, basically, I think there's a couple of players you have to key on as far as their offensive motion and what they try and do and try and set up. Of course, last night wasn't real easy to tell. You know, we only watched for a half because Freeman never got out of the 2-3 zone, so it wasn't helping us much. You know, we were sitting there watching, and they were able to execute and get jump shots, and Lemkow got free, and hopefully that's not the case tonight. But we got enough film. We still need to get into transition. I'm not sure how well. You know, they'll get back defensively for a quarter or a quarter and a half, and like everybody else, hopefully they get tired. So, you know, not new medicine for us. We're going to try and push and key on a couple of their players defensively and try not to let a couple of them get loose. And hopefully we can do that and come out with a win.
All right, Gilbert.
All right, thank you.
That's a Tim Farmer, the head coach for Hastings Saints. And say, you're listening to the pregame show tonight on 1230 KHAS.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Livingston Butler Baldwin's Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vollen when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, and economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
Hi, Mike Will back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln as we get sent for the semifinals in Class C2. Winner of this ball game will move on to face Crompton for the championship tomorrow night at 8:30. Crompton won their 52nd game in a row in the ball game just before this one. They knocked off Guardian Angel Central Catholic by the score of 56-35. So Crompton has won the last three state championships in Class C2. They won 52 games in a row, and they'll play the winner this ball game coming up at 8:30 tomorrow night here at the Sports Center. Again, the story of the day today is in Class A, where Norfolk, the number 8-seeded team, is going to be playing for their first ever state championship. The Panthers tonight knocked off Bellevue West in the semifinals by a score of 36-23. Bellevue West went 4 of 44 from three-point territory tonight against Norfolk, and the Panthers pulled their second straight upset. Norfolk knocking off the defending champions and previously undefeated Omaha Benson on Thursday by the score of 46-37. They come back and beat Bellevue West tonight, the number 5-seeded team, 36-23. So they are in the state championship game for the first time ever. They will play the winner of the Omaha Westside Lincoln Northeast game at 6:30 tomorrow night. So that's definitely the story of the day so far. Class B finals are set. It'll be Pius taking on Norris tomorrow afternoon at 1. Class C1, Pierce against Kearney Catholic at 11 o'clock tomorrow. Crompton playing the winner of this ball game at 8:30 tomorrow night. Class D1 at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Dundee County Stratton will take on St. Mary's. And the Class D2 state championship game tomorrow at 4:30. It'll be Falls City Sacred Heart taking on Wynot. Wynot has won the last four state championships in Class D2. And a reminder, we'll have all six state championship games for you tomorrow on ESPN 1550 KICS and ESPN 1460 KXPN. You've been listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight on 1230 KHAS, and also have folks along at Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR here tonight. We'll get to the starting lines now, brought to you by Five Points Bank of both Hastings and Kearney. For Hastings Saints to say it tonight, they will go with little Sheehy. Sheehy, a 5'8" junior. She is averaging 6 points per ball game. Claire Hamburger is a 5'9" senior, averaging 16 points per game. She scored 24 in the ball game against North Platte St. Pat's last night. Chandra Farmer is a 5'3" junior. Farmer is averaging 20 points per ball game. She had 16 against the Irish last night. Carly Wright is a 5'8" senior. Wright is averaging 4.8 points per ball game. And Lucy Skoke is the other starter. Skoke is a 6-foot sophomore, averaging 3.7 points per ball game. Meanwhile, for the Sutton Phillies here tonight, they'll go with Delaney Lemkow. Lemkow is averaging 6.5 points per ball game, but she scored 22 in the ball game last night against the Freeman Falcons. Sierra Raymer is a 5'8" senior. Raymer currently averaging 6.1 points per ball game. The other starters for Sutton, Alexa Johnson, a 5'10" senior, averaging 3.6 points per ball game. Savannah Sherman also getting a start. Sherman is a 5'11" senior, averaging 10.8 points per ball game. And McKenna Grease is a 6-foot junior. Grease is averaging 9.3 points per ball game. She scored 14 in the ball game against Freeman last night. Their starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank in both Hastings and Kearney. Hastings St. Jose going to be the home team on the scoreboard here tonight. They'll be dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue. The Sutton Phillies will be in their road black uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the red and the whites as the starting lineups are being introduced here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. And we've seen some interesting ball games here today in the semifinals. We mentioned Norfolk with a win over Bellevue West, 36-23. In Class A, Omaha Westside is playing Lincoln Northeast tonight in this 8:45 time slot. Class B, it was Lincoln Pius over Omaha Gross by the score of 54-29. Norris took care of York 45-40 today. Class C1, it was Pierce over Lincoln Christian 45-40. Donnie Catholic over Norfolk Catholic 61-26. Crofton with a win over Guardian Angels Central Catholic tonight 56-35. The other games in the Class D1, we saw Dundee County Stratton over Howell Dodge 58-48. And it was St. Mary's taking care of Blue Hill today by a score of 47-38. Class D2 finals in the semifinals today. Stewart lost to Fall City Sacred Heart by a score of 60-51. And it was Wynots over Sandhills Thetford by a score of 42-32. So Hastings St. Cecilia and Sutton here tonight for the second time this season. Sutton knocked off Hastings St. Cecilia earlier this year in that ball game. Played over in Sutton. The final score was 46-44, one of three losses that the Hawkins suffered here this year. Lucy Skolk will jump things off for Hastings St. Cecilia. McKenna Grease into the center circle now for Sutton. St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket to our right as we get set to go. It's the Class C2 semifinals here tonight on 1230 KHAS and on Classic. It's 98.9 KKPR. Little Sheehy with the ball, moves it to the free throw line, kicks it out here to Chandra Farmer, drives it down the lane, bounce pass goes down to Lucy Skolk, her shot hits the other side of the glass, no good. Rebound Farmer, her shot no good, and the rebound comes down to Sutton. Alexa Johnson with a rebound, and the foul's going to be called here in backcourt. Little Sheehy is the guilty party here for the Hawkettes. That's going to be her first and the first team foul in Hastings St. Cecilia. We're 19 seconds into the ball game. No score between Sutton and Hastings St. Cecilia. Now Sutton will inbound the ball, and St. Cecilia is going to apply a little backcourt pressure back here. Inbounding the ball is going to be Grease. Again, Grease finally gets things in. That's a Delaney Lemkow with the ball. Moves it down the far right sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. She works here against Carly Wright. Lemkow into the offensive zone for Sutton for the first time tonight. On the wing on the left side is McKenna Grease. Grease holding on to the ball here in this band-to-man offense, working against the St. Cecilia band-to-man defense here tonight. There's a pass over to Sherman deep in the corner on the right side. Drives the baseline, spins, puts up a shot over Skolk. No good. Offensive rebound, Grease. Gets it back to the right sideline to Alexa Johnson. Johnson is trapped, comes back out on top. Now to Sherman. Sherman comes over here on the left side to Lemkow. Lobs it into the lane. It's over the head of Grease out of bounds. A turnover on Sutton on their first possession of the ball game here tonight. Trying to get the ball back inside to McKenna Grease. The pass came in there too high. It goes out of bounds. St. Cecilia will play things in here in backcourt. No score just underway here. State semifinals in Class C2 here tonight. There's a Hamburger driving down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there no good, and she is hacked in the arm. And Hamburger will go to the free throw line now for acing St. Cecilia as she is fouled in the play. It's going to go on Alexa Johnson. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on the Sutton Phillies. And going to the free throw line will be Hamburger. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Hamburger was 6 out of 8 from the free throw line last night. She cans her first one here. And St. Cecilia is on the board as the Hawkettes 1 and the Sutton Phillies nothing. Here comes the next shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Battle for the rebound. It is brought down here, but then dropped. Picked up by Farmer. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Skolk gets it back out to Farmer in the corner. She drives the baseline toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound Lucy Skolk. She loses the ball. Saves it now to Little Sheehy. St. Cecilia keeps the ball alive. Sheehy to Farmer drives it toward the goal. Her shot is up there and in. Sutton had the rebound. They lost it. And the Hawkettes convert on the turnover. And now it's a 3-0 ball game. Facing St. Cecilia is out on top. That was the second turnover of the ball game for Sutton. Phillies have the ball. Entry pass to get it to Lemkow. Her shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called here. Carly Wright whistled for the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two on the Hawkettes. Now going to the free throw line for Sutton is going to be Delaney Lemkow. She scored 22 points in the ball game last night against the Freeman Falcons. And her first free throw is up there is no good. Lemkow was 4 out of 4 from the free throw line last night. She'll have two shots here as she was fouled with the active shooting. We're down to 6 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Here's the next shot by Lemkow. It dances around the rim and goes down through the hole. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Sutton is on the board. 3-1 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead in the basketball. Now Carly Wright having problems with the ball. She is tied up in the play. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Sutton. So that's going to be a turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia. Tied up there by Tierra Raymer for Sutton. So a turnover on the Hawkettes, and the Sutton Phillies will come back the other way. Seeing some pressure here in backcourt. Greece is going to inbound the ball. Now head coach Monica Smith calls a timeout from the Sutton bench as the count got up to around 4 on the McKenna Greece trying to inbound the ball. So we've got a timeout here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. With 6:09 to play here in the first quarter, we'll take a break. Hastings St. Cecilia 3, Sutton 1.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we're here to make insurance simple through all stages of life. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you peace of mind, and you can count on your local Farm Bureau agent to help determine the amount of life insurance that's right for you. You already trust us to help protect your valuables. Now trust us to help protect what you value most, your loved ones. Call Marty DeMuth in Hastings today to see how we make insurance simple. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings, located at 405 East 14th Street. Call 462-4600. Mustangs are whether the Phillies will play things in. There's a pass over the head of McKenna Greece. A turnover. St. Cecilia comes back the other way. Chandra Farmer gets the easy field goal on the other end. So Sutton turns over for the third time. Farmer gets her second field goal. She's got 4 points. And Hastings St. Cecilia's got a 5-1 lead over Sutton here in the semifinals in Class C2. Again, a grease of the ball comes out to Savannah Sherman. Top of the key to Lemkow for 3. Shot is up there. Good. Delaney Lemkow nails a 3-ball here for Sutton. Pulls the Phillies within 1. 5-4 is the score. Driving. Hamburger shot up there and in. St. Cecilia outraces the Sutton defense that time. And Hamburger gets the easy field goal. There's a pass that's going to be turned over again by Sutton. Another backcourt turnover. Now St. Cecilia with the ball. Scope takes it to the hole. Shines up there and in. The inbounds pass came in. Tierra Raymer could not handle the pass. It was picked up by St. Cecilia. Lucy Scope gets the field goal for the Hawkettes, and she is fouled in the play. And now Scope will go to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. So just like that, it's a 9-4 ball game now. 9-4. As the Hawkettes have the lead, Lucy Scope did not get to the free throw line last night, scored 4 points in the ball game against North Platte St. Pat's. The first free throw is off of the right side, no good. Rebound comes down to Lemkow. So Delaney brings the ball up here for Sutton. The Phillies having some problems in the backcourt against the St. Cecilia pressure here in this first quarter of play. Sherman has got the ball at the top of the key, goes over to the far sideline to Lemkow. Delaney Lemkow dribbles with the ball, moves it down in the corner. Skip pass comes over here on the left wing down to a Sherman. She drives it down the left side of the lane, stops. Sherman in trouble, goes up with a shot over Skoke, and Lucy commits a personal foul. Skoke got a little piece of that one, but also got the body, and Lucy picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Hawkettes here in this first quarter of play. And now going to the free throw line for Sutton is going to be Savannah Sherman. She was 6 out of 6 from the free throw line last night, and she hits her first free throw here. Sherman is in the books. 9-5 is the score now. Hastings St. Cecilia has got a 4-point lead. Sherman will have another free throw for the Phillies. Her shot is up there. That's off of the back iron. No good. Down for the rebound. Brought down by Johnson. Alexa Johnson to Sherman underneath the basket. Her shot good. So Sherman gets the field goal after she misses her second free throw. There's now a 9-7 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. Hawkins come back with the ball. Lucy Skoke at the top of the key. Off to Farmer. Long 3 right down through the hole. A couple of feet beyond the top of the 3-point circle. Chandra Farmer nails that one. She's got 7 points in the ball game. And the Hawkins are out to a 12-7 lead here in this one. And now a double dribble violation on Delaney Lemkow. She was bringing the ball up. The Phillies have turned the ball over 5 times already here in the first quarter of play. St. Cecilia has got 1. The Hawkins with a 5-point lead. 12-7 is the score. The winner will get Crofton in the state championship ball game tomorrow night at 8:30 at Pinnacle Bank Arena. There's a Chandra Farmer with the ball, moves it down to the baseline, down to Lucy Skoke in the lane. Shot is up there, short, no good. Rebound ripped out of there by McKenna Greece for the Sutton Phillies. She'll bring it up herself, crosses the 10-second line with a left-handed dribble down in the corner. Now to Sydney Greece. Sydney out on top to Tierra Raymer. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. Raymer's in trouble. Finally gets it away to Sydney Grease. She drives it for the hole. It's knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Sutton will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. You're listening to the C2 state semifinals here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. 12-7 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia's got a 5-point lead over the Sutton Phillies here tonight. Lemkow will inbound the ball right underneath the basket to Sherman. She mishandles the ball. Now a jump ball is going to be called. Josie Prevett knocks the ball loose and then gets a tie-up down here. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. So another turnover on the Phillies here in the first quarter. Hawkins are looking to add to their lead right here. 12-7 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the ball. Chandra Farmer trots it across the 10-second line. Behind the screen, moves it over there to Sheehy in the corner. Shot for three, no good. Rebounded here on the weak side by St. Cecilia's Carly Wright. Out to Farmer for three, shot good. A three-pointer, again, a couple of feet beyond the top of the arc. She's got 10 points here in the first quarter. And the Hawkins are out on top by a score of 15-7. 3:25 to play here in the opening period. Tierra Raymer with the ball here on the near sideline, picked up by Farmer. A pass comes out between the circles, now to Sherman. Sherman moves it over on the right sideline. As they get the ball to a Sydney Grease, she drives it toward the goal. Her running one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball is loose and is picked up here by Hamburger. Hamburger gets the ball to Farmer. Nice pass left side. A shot up and in. Carly Wright. Carly Wright gets the field goal, but that was a nice play there by Hamburger. As she gets the ball to Farmer, who gets the assist, and Carly Wright gets the field goal. And now Hamburger knocks the ball out of bounds on the inbound. St. Cecilia is out to a 10-point lead early in this ball game. It is 17-7, Hawkins, with 2 minutes and 57 seconds to play here in quarter number one from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Here comes McKenna Grease with the ball, sailing down the right sideline. Now has problems with it, gets it under control, sends it down in the corner to Sydney Grease. Her shot up there, no good. Rebound Sherman, follow shot good. Savannah Sherman scores as she grabs the offensive board in the lane there. 17-9, here comes St. Cecilia back. Carly Wright goes for the hole, loses control of the ball out of bounds. Wright made a nice move to the bucket there, but then lost the ball out of bounds as he was driving it to the goal. That is the second turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia in the ball game. And now we've got a timeout here from the Hawkettes. We've got a timeout called here, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll have more after this.
Georgia's 66 Easy Stop, 3G, and Subway send congratulations to the Sutton Phillies on making it to state. Stop in today for ultra-clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their G3 brushless car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia's 66 Easy Stop, Highway 6 in Sutton.
Call Clay County Tree Service for all of your tree trimming and tree removal needs. Clay County Tree Service is insured and offers free estimates, affordable pricing, reliable service, and on-site job cleanup. Call Brandon today at 402-984-7346 for Clay County Tree Service. That's 984-7346.
You're listening to high school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. A reminder, all six state championship ball games for you tomorrow on our ESPN Superstations, 1550 KICS and 1460 KXPN. All the action gets underway at 9 o'clock tomorrow from PBA. 17-9 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. Pressure again here in backcourt to get it into Lemkow. She's tied up on the play. Lemkow is tied up on the play here. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Sutton. So the Phillies again will play things in here in backcourt. The Phillies having all kinds of problems in the backcourt here against the St. Cecilia pressure here in this ball game. Sherman's going to inbound the ball. She finally gets it in to Michaela Anderson, who's into the ball game now for Sutton. She'll bring the ball into the offensive zone with a right-handed dribble. Now stomps out here in trouble against Farmer. Bounce pass goes over to Sherman. Gets away, drives it to the hole. Sounds up there at the end. Savannah Sherman scores there for Sutton. She's got three field goals already here in this first quarter. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Farmer comes back quickly for St. Cecilia. Now to Hamburger, running one-hander good. Claire Hamburger scores. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 5 points. St. Cecilia leading 19-11. Pressure again here in backcourt. And we got a 5-second violation on the Phillies. A 5-second violation, so the Phillies unable to get the ball inbounded down here. That's going to be the seventh turnover on Sutton here in the first quarter. 19-11 is the score. The Hawkins playing a great defense so far here in this ball game. Hawkins will inbound the ball. Hamburger's pass is going to be deflected. It was picked up by Farmer from the corner. Shot for three. Good again. Chandler Farmer, 13 points in the ball game here in the first quarter. And the Hawkins have doubled the score on Sutton. The score is 22-11. Under 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Delaney Lemkow with the ball. Lemkow comes out to the top of the key to Raymer. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Stops. Farmer right in her face. Goes over to Sherman on the wing on the right side. Entry pass into Mechanic Grease. Maneuvering. Throws up a shot. It's up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Larry Hamburger runs it back the other way. A 2-on-1 break. Hamburger to the goal. A shot no good. She's fouled in the play. Hamburger is fouled in the play. Now Claire will go to the free throw line here for Hastings St. Cecilia. The Sutton fans wanted a traveling violation. They didn't get it. Sydney Grease picks up the personal foul for Sutton. That's going to be her first. End of the ball game is going to be Cameron Kissinger. Kissinger last night came off of the bench to hit 5 three-pointers and 15 points in the ball game. No free throws here. She was not in the active shooting, so St. Cecilia will just play things in. Josie Prevent gets it to Hamburger in the lane. Her shot is up there. No good. She's fouled again. Now she'll get two shots. I think this was Delaney Lemkow picking up the foul. That's going to be the case. Lemkow picks up her first personal foul. Hamburger goes to the free throw line. A minute and 25 seconds to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia 22, Sutton 11. Shot from the free throw line by Hamburger is up and in. She was 6 out of 8 from the free throw line last night. She's 2 out of 3 so far tonight. She's got 6 points in the ballgame. The Hawkettes have put up 23 points on Sutton here in the first quarter alone, and we still got a buck 25 left on the clock. Next shot is up there. It is good. 24-11 in favor of St. Cecilia. Again, the inbounds pass comes in. Raymer has got the ball. She'll clear things out on the right side. Now brings it across the 10-second line. Right-handed dribble about waist high as Sutton tries to set up offensively now. Raymer behind the screen, pulls up, shoots a 12-footer. Shot's going to be partially deflected. The ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Kissinger. Cameron Kissinger down to Farmer. Long pass down the floor. The Hamburger, it's over her head, out of bounds. Hamburger had it in her hands, but did not pull it in. It's a turnover on St. Cecilia, their third of the ballgame. 24-11. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead with a minute and 5 seconds to play. Again, some backcourt pressure here by the Hawkettes. A pass comes in. It's Aaron. It goes into the backcourt. It's picked up here by St. Cecilia. Farmer's got the ball into the forecourt to Kissinger. Shot for three. Rattles out. No good. Rebound loose. Hamburger grabs it. She's tied up on the play. Hamburger tied up there with the Savannah Sherman of Sutton. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Hawkins will play things in. 57.4 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Sutton. The score is 24-11. 8 turnovers for Sutton here in the first quarter. That's the big story right now. Farmer will play things in. They get it out here to Lucy Skoke, who's back into the ball game. Now to Carly Wright. Bounce pass here to Farmer. Farmer penetration. Backs back out in 3-point territory. Now throws up a 3-pointer. Her shot is around the rim and down. Chandra Farmer, 16 points in the first quarter for Hastings St. Cecilia. As 27-11. Hawkins have the lead. There's Tierra Raymer with the ball. Entry pass to get it inside to Grease. Puts it up there left-handed. Her shot no good. The ball tapped out. Farmer's got the ball. Chandra Farmer brings it back 2-on-2 now. They will hold things up. Didn't have the angle to the basket. Farmer now slides between a couple of defenders. She's in trouble. Throws it back out here to Carly Wright. Inside to Lucy Skoke. And a traveling violation on Skoke. Turnover number 4 on Hastings St. Cecilia. You're listening to the Class C2 State Semifinals from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln tonight on 1230 KHIS and also on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. 18.1 seconds to play. St. Cecilia with a 16-point lead over the Sutton Phillies. Again, some pressure here in backcourt. Grease is going to try to inbound the ball. Looking. They finally get things in here to Haley Hanthorne, who's into the ball game now. To a McKenna Grease, right-handed dribble across the timeline. Grease works it against Skoke, drives it into the lane. The shot's going to be blocked down by Skoke. Lucy grabs the ball for St. Cecilia. Gets it in the hands of Carly Wright into the forecourt. Out to Kissinger for three. Shot good. Kissinger throws up a three ball, and the Hawkettes are out on top by 19 points, and we've got a timeout. A timeout called here. That's the end of the first quarter. Cameron Kissinger hits the shot right at the end of the first quarter to play. So the first quarter comes to a screeching halt. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Sutton after one. It's the Hawkettes 30 and the Phillies 11. You're listening to high school basketball.
The story behind the Goodwill store. My story is about my daughter, Laura, who lives with a developmental disability. I've seen her learn, grow, and blossom with the help of Goodwill. People living life to the fullest, accomplishing goals, and realizing dreams. What we all strive for. What Goodwill helps people do every day. Donate, shop, be part of the story.
Doing it right makes such a difference. Goodwill.
Life is definitely good for Laura.
You wouldn't think it could get any better, but it just did. At Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. Now through the end of Truck Month, with your purchase of a new Ram, we will give you 3 years of maintenance free. That's right. The oil changes are on us for 3 years when you buy during Truck Month. Huge discounts, rates as low as 0% in the maintenance plan. Only at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge North Highway 281 in Hastings.
All right, back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. 30-11 is the score. Hastings Saints is staying with the lead, Sutton inbounding the ball, and they turn it over right off of the bat. Farmer has got the ball for the Hawkettes. Over here to Hamburger. Shot for three is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Sutton. So it's a 30-11 ball game. Here's Grease driving the ball back the other way. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Ball been swatted around. Johnson has got it. Now to Sherman. Her shot is up there and in, and she's fouling the play. Savannah Sherman got the field goal. She's now got four field goals here in the first half herself for 8 points. And the personal foul is going to be whistled here on Hastings St. Cecilia. It's going to go, I believe, on the Sheehy, which is her second personal foul. Sherman to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in, so she's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. That's 30-14. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead now. Here in the second quarter of play, the winner gets Crofton tomorrow night at 8:30 for the championship. Farmer for three. Shana's up there, no good. Rebound loose in the lane, and a jump ball is going to be called. Now a foul is going to be called. Another official comes in there and whistles a personal foul here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Claire Hamburger. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number, looks like team foul number 5 on the Hawkettes here in the first half of play. Sutton will play things in here in backcourt. Again, some pressure. Hamburger had her hands on it. Was deflected, but is picked up here by Sutton. Savannah Sherman. Sherman gets the ball in the hands of Raymer. Raymer brings it to the 10-second line. Finally gets it across the mark. Here's a pass here to Sherman. It's going to be fouled in the play by Stoke. Lucy Stoke right in front of us picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 6 on the Hawkettes. 7 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia with a lead by a score of 30-14. Lemkow dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Kicks it out here to Raymer for three. Air ball, no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Hamburger, now to Farmer. She sprints back the other way. Farmer stops inside the ring. Now backs it back out. Now drives it to the hole. Her shot good, and she's fouled again. Sandra Farmer is on fire for Hastings St. Cecilia. 18 points. Here in the first half for Farmer, and she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Tiara Raymer picks up the personal foul for Sutton. That's going to be her first. Farmer was 5 out of 10 from the free throw line last night. Her shot is up there, and it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. The right to Farmer. Her shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Alexa Johnson for Sutton. It's 32-14. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. There's a Tiara Raymer driving the ball down the lane. Nice pass. Sherman's shot is no good. Rebound Raymer. She goes back up. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound to Lucy Skolk on the baseline, and she loses the ball out of bounds. Sutton will play things in, so the Phillies missing a couple of shots at point-blank range right there. Lucy Skolk comes out of the ball game now. Josie Prevent comes back in there. They lob it into a Sherman right at the elbow, right side of the lane, drives it toward the goal, can't put up a shot. Down to Johnson. Johnson stops in the lane. Down to Sherman on the wing. Shot from 12. Rims out. No good. Rebound is loose. It comes to the near side. It's picked up there by McKenna Grease. Grease gets it to a Lemkow from the baseline. Shot good. The Lady Lemkow scores. She's got 6 points in the ball game. There's a long pass down the floor. Hamburger grabs it. Kicks it out to a Cameron Kissinger. Kissinger down to Farmer for three. Shot is up there. That's off of the mark. No good. Rebound to the far side. It's picked up in the corner by Hamburger. Hamburger brings it down here to a Chandra Farmer. Farmer out here in three-point territory, resets the offense. Now looks at Pops on the sidelines. Gets a some encouragement here. Runs the play as they run it over here on the right side to Hamburger. Two-handed pass to Josie Prevent at the elbow, left side of the lane. Out of Cameron Kissinger on the right side. Cameron Kissinger puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, goes over to Carly Wright, ball high above her head, bounce pass, comes over here to Farmer again, right at the top of the three-point circle. Josie Prevett inside the free throw circle, drives it to the elbow, stops there. Prevett in trouble, double team. Josie finally gets it away. Out to Claire Hamburger, now to Farmer. 5.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter, 32-16. And now Farmer calling the play out here as she backs up near the 10-second line. Farmer bounce pass comes here to Carly Wright, now to Farmer. Dumps it off inside to Prevett. Prevett kicks her back out to Kissinger for three, shot good. Cameron Kissinger hits her second three-pointer. She's now got 7 three-pointers in the two ball games so far. 35-16, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Sutton here tonight. The Phillies come back with the basketball. Here's McKenna Grease with it now. McKenna Grease sends it away to Raymer. She drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there no good as she draws the personal foul. Raymer took the ball right to the hole there for Sutton as she draws the personal foul on the Hawkettes. Personal is going to be whistled on Cameron Kissinger. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 7 now on the Hawkettes. So Sutton is in the bonus situation with 4:49 to play. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's up there and in by Tierra Raymer. She was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line last night. She gets her first one to go down here. Her first point of the ball game. St. Cecilia is now leading by a score of 35-17. Tierra Raymer will have one more. Her shot is up there. That one's off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Carly Wright. Wright gets it away down to Chandra Farmer. And here come the Hawkins again. Farmer with 18 points here in the first half for St. Cecilia. Farmer looking to penetrate. Now throws up a long two. That one is off of the mark. No good. Ball is picked up on a hop here by Delaney Lemkow. Lemkow down the right sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Drives it down the lane. Kick out down in the corner. Sydney Grease. Her shot no good. Ball tapped around and is picked up here by Claire Hamburger. Hamburger has got it down for Hastings St. Cecilia. Down the far sideline. A couple of players hit the deck there. No foul called. Here's Carly Wright out to Hamburger. Claire Hamburger gives it to Carly Wright. Left side of the lane. Entry pass in the Farmer. The ball tipped away from her by Lemko out of bounds. Hastings St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 4:08 to play here in the second quarter. 35-17. Josie Prevett, the Hamburger in the corner. Shot for three. Good. Claire Hamburger throwing up a three. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. Now here's a steal by Hamburger in backcourt. The ball is tipped away from her and is picked up by Tierra Raymer. Raymer gets the ball ahead to a Sydney Grease. She drives it toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but she's fouling the play. So Sydney Grease took it to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be called here on Josie Prevent of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her first. That's going to send Sydney Grease to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line last night. Scored 6 points in the ball game against Freeman. Sutton is having problems with the St. Cecilia pressure on defense right now. Here comes Haley Hanthorne in the ball game now for Sutton, replacing Savannah Sherman. Sydney Grease back to the charity stripe here for Sutton. Her shot is up there in the shot. Hits the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Carly Wright. Hawkins runner back the other way. Farmer has got the ball again. Chandler Farmer looking to penetrate. Cannot do it. Farmer out here in three-point territory. Puts it on the floor and dribbles out here. Between the rings now for St. Cecilia. Farmer. And now we got offensive foul. It's going to be called by Josie Prevett trying to send a screen out there. Prevett gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be the second foul on Josie. A turnover on St. Cecilia. That's going to be their 6th of the ball game. St. Cecilia in the first quarter hit 10 out of 16 shots. That's 63%. And they knocked down 5 out of 6 from three-point range for 83%. That was in the first quarter when the Hawkettes raced out to a 30-11 lead. There's a shot for three by Grease. It's going to be no good. She gets her own rebound, goes back up, shoots and scores, and she's fouling the play. Sydney Grease follows her shot there. She gets the field goal and one. And she'll get to the stripe here to try to make this a three-point play. And another personal foul of Josie Prevett. So Josie's picked up a three in a matter of about 90 seconds here. Sydney Grease to the free throw line. Here comes Lucy Skoke back into the ball game, and Prevett's going to come to the bench. So Josie Prevett goes to the bench here with three personal fouls. Sydney Grease will go to the free throw line here for Hastings St. Cecilia. And now what do we have? We have Claire Hamburger has evidently got some blood somewhere, and she's going to have to check out of the ball game. Here comes a little Sheehy back in there. So Hamburger's got some blood on her knee, her right knee, so they're going to take care of that. Little Sheehy back into the ball game. A shot from the free throw line by Sydney Grease is going to be up there and in. She's got 3 points in the ball game now. It's a 38-20 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Carly Wright double team here on the near sideline as it's swatted loose, but she picks her back up. Farmer's got the ball now. Sutton is in a, looks like they're in a zone defense here. Here's a pass out on top. It's going to go to Little Sheehy. Sheehy gets into the hands of Farmer. Looks at the coach here on the near sideline. Now runs the play. Farmer behind the screen. Now moves it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's good. Sandra Farmer finds a seam in the defense and scores. She's now got 20 points here in the first half. It's 40-20. A long pass down the floor is going to be deflected away by Scope, but she picks up the personal foul. And now they're going to say this is going to be on the Sutton instead. Lucy Scope was going for the ball. They're going to say it's going to be a personal foul on Sutton. That's going to be their 16th foul in this ball game. So Sutton gives it away again, and now head coach Monica Smith wants to call another timeout here for the Sutton Phillies. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. Back with more after this.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
In the other game in Class A, Lincoln Northeast and Omaha Westside tied up at 15 points apiece after the first quarter over at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We're in the second quarter here, 2.5 to play, 40-20. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Sutton, driving the ball down the right side of the lane and scoring is Little Sheehy. Sheehy takes it to the goal and scores. She's got her first field goal of the ball game. It's now 42-20. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Here comes Lemkow all the way, coast to coast. Their driving layup is no good. Sherman had the rebound, lost it out of bounds, but it was knocked out of her hands. And Sutton will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. That's a Delaney Lemkow. She'll inbound the ball here for the Phillies. Looking. Finally, she gets it in to Raymer, and it's thrown by her out of bounds. A turnover on Sutton, so Raymer couldn't control it or just barely got her hands on it. There it goes scampering out of bounds here on the near sideline. A turnover on the Phillies. That's the 11th one here in the first half of play. 42-20. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here with the Sutton Phillies, a team that beat them right before Christmas time over in Sutton. St. Cecilia's come out. Here's Farmer again for three. Your shot's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Alexa Johnson for Sutton. Johnson gets things away now to Delaney Lemkow. Races into the offensive zone, pulls up on the wing, fires up a shot. It's going to be short, no good. Long rebound. It's going to be grabbed on the far sideline, and now Lemkow is going to be tied up on the play. No, they got a timeout called over there. Lemkow got possession of the ball right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Monica Smith calls the timeout to save the possession here for the Sutton Phillies. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. We'll have more after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
At Hastings St. Cecilia hit 63% of their field goals in the first half of play. 5 out of 6 three-pointers. Raced down to a 30-11 lead here in this one. They've kept the pressure on. Now leading Sutton 42-20. There's a pass inside, and a shot is up and in. McKenna Grease scoring there. That's her first field goal, and the Phillies are back within 20. 42-22. 1:22 to play until halftime. Here's Sandra Farmer behind the screen. Now spins. The ball is going to be knocked away by Limkow. Scramble for the loose ball. It's picked up by Sutton. A traveling violation. Sydney Greaves went down to grab the ball. A traveling violation is called here. And Monica Smith can't believe that one. 12 turnovers now for Sutton here in the ball game. St. Cecilia will get the ball back here on the near sideline. Carly Wright will inbound the ball. That's a Farmer out here. Sandra Farmer has got it. She takes it to the left side of the floor. Now behind the screen, moves it out here on the right side. Throws up a three. Her shot good again. She cannot miss tonight. Sandra Farmer with 23 in the ball game here in the first half. She had 16 last night in their win over North Platte St. Pat's. It's 45-22. And now here's a jump ball right in front of us as Farmer ties up Raymer right in front of us here on the near sidelines. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia. 13 turnovers now on Sutton. We got 49 seconds to play. The Hawkettes have put up 45 points on the Sutton defense here in the first half alone. This is a team that gives up only 32.8 points per ball game. St. Cecilia's got that and more here in the first half. Sandra Farmer's got the ball. We'll see if the Hawkettes play for the final shot. Why would you? The way they're playing right now. Now Farmer loses the ball out of bounds. Trying to take it to the right sideline. The ball was off of her shoe top out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 7 in the ball game here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Now Raymer comes back here for the Sutton Phillies. Ball tipped away by Farmer. Raymer picks it back up. There's a two-handed pass inside to Lemkow. We got a whistle and a foul is going to be called. They go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on what Carly Wright picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. So second foul on Carly Wright. Now going to the free throw line, we've got Lemkow. Delaney Lemkow will go to the line. She has got 6 points in the ball game. This will be a two-shot foul. St. Cecilia over the 10-foul limit now here in the first half. First free throw is up there. It is good by Delaney Lemkow. And she scored 22 in the ball game last night against Freeman in their 56-38 win. Carly Wright checks out. Here comes Reagan Esch into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. 45-23. Facing St. Cecilia with a lead. Lemkow will have another one. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. St. Cecilia will play things in now with a score of 45-24. 25 seconds to play. Farmer will bring the ball up the floor here for the Hawkins. We've covered a lot of St. Cecilia games this year. That perhaps was their best half of basketball that we have seen all season long. Sandra Farmer just sitting here across the 10-second line with 8 seconds. Farmer, bounce pass over here to little Sheehy. Dribbles once off the Farmer. Entry pass inside to Esch. Driving for the hole. Shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Great defensive play there by McKenna Greece. Getting the block and the driving layup there by Reagan Esch. Down St. Cecilia will inbound with a half a second left. Baseline right side. They get it in the corner. There's Sheehy. Her shot is up there. It is good, but it won't count. The shot was good from the corner, but it won't count. And that is the end of the first half of play. And what a first half for Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes leading by 21 points here at the break. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 45, Sutton 24. You're listening to State Class C 2 semifinals tonight on 1230 KHIS and Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
My name is Jeannie Fisk, and my name is Julie Vanderpool, and we're twins. And we lived here in Hastings, Nebraska. We're born in this hospital and became candy stripers at age 13 or 14, and then went into nurses training here at Mary Lanning Hospital School of Nursing. Because of the fact that we were twins, in nursing school, we were each other's biggest support, of course. We worked really well together. I could see that she's gonna need this, and she could come in and help me, and almost like we're reading each other's minds. There's a lot of camaraderie that goes on. Teamwork is very important. Well, it makes you feel like more proud to be the professional that you are. Working as nurses here, we're carrying on what the Lannings intended for us to do.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
All right, back here at the Bob Devine Sports Center at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Sutton tonight by a score of 45-24. Halftime show is brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. It was all Hastings St. Cecilia in this first half of play against the Hawkettes. In the first quarter alone, Hastings St. Cecilia in the first quarter shot 63% from the floor, including 5 out of 6 on three-pointers. They raced out to a 30-11 lead at the end of one quarter, and they kept the pressure on in the second period, and they've got a 21-point lead here at halftime. The score is 45-24. Turnovers have been a problem for Sutton so far. The Phillies have got 13 turnovers in the first half alone. A lot of those occurred in backcourt against the St. Cecilia full-court pressure. And the Hawkettes are shooting the ball extremely well. Shander Farmer's got 23 points in the basketball game for Hastings St. Cecilia, and we are at halftime here tonight. Again, the Hawkettes with a lead over the Sutton Phillies. The winner moves on to play in the state championship ball game against Crofton tomorrow night at 8:30. Crofton picked up a win in the preceding ball game over Guardian Angels Central Catholic by a score of 56-35. Crofton is the team that beat St. Cecilia last year in the state championship ball game by a score of 62-40. In fact, that's been the matchup for the last 2 years. St. Cecilia has been the runner-up. Crofton has won. In fact, Crofton has won the last 3 titles in Class C2. Yeah, the Hawkins can keep things alive here in the second half of play. We'll see a rematch from the last 2 years in the state finals tomorrow night at 8:30. Crofton, they have won 52 games in a row. They have not lost. We look back, they have not lost since December the 14th of 2013, when West Point Central Catholic beat them by a score of 59-53. Early in the season. Since then, they've rattled off 52 wins in a row, including tonight's win in the semifinals over Guardian Angels Central Catholic, 56-35. Again, at halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Sutton. The score is 45-24. We'll come back and check some numbers right after this.
Hastings Physical Therapy, the standard for excellence in one-on-one care, is proud to offer Hastings' first and only on-site aquatic therapy pool, featuring state-of-the-art heated therapy pool technology with private locker rooms. Providers to Hastings College, The Danger, and South Central Nebraska. Make us your choice when you need physical therapy. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and conveniently located next to Applebee's on Osborne Drive West. Visit HastingsPhysicalTherapy.com to tour all of our services or call 402-462-2665.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center at halftime, Class C2 state semifinals tonight for the girls state tournament on 1230 KHIS and Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR tonight. Shooting numbers in the first half of play. St. Cecilia cooled down a little bit after their great start in the first quarter. Hawkins had only 6 out of 16 in the second quarter for 38%. So St. Cecilia hitting 50% for the ball game here at halftime, 16 out of 32. Sutton is just 8 out of 23 in the first half for 35%. St. Cecilia, 8 out of 13 on three-pointers for 62%. Sutton is 1 out of 2 on threes for 50%. The rebounds right now, St. Cecilia's got 16. Sutton has got 10. St. Cecilia's got 7 offensive rebounds, 9 on defense. Sutton has got 6 offensive rebounds and 4 on defense. 7 turnovers for St. Cecilia in the ball game. 11 officially for the Sutton Phillies. 3 steals for Hastings St. Cecilia. No steals for Sutton. From the free throw line, St. Cecilia is 3 out of 5 for 60%. Sutton is 7 out of 13 for 54%. No block shots for St. Cecilia. The Phillies have 1 block shot in the first half of play. Checking the scoring in the first half, for St. Cecilia, Chandra Farmer has got 23 points in the basketball game. Farmer has knocked down 5 three-pointers so far in the ball game, and she has scored 23 points here in the first half of play. Claire Hamburger, she's got 1 three-pointer, couple of two-point field goals, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. She's got 10. Cameron Kissinger, she's got a couple of trays for 6 points. Lucy Skolk has got a field goal for 2. She's 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Carly Wright, she has got a field goal and 2 points. And Little Sheehy has got a field goal and 2 for the Hawkettes. For the Sutton Phillies, they're being led by Savannah Sherman. She has got 10 points. Sherman has got 4 field goals, and she is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Delaney Lemkow, she has got 8 points. She's got a 3 and a 2, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for her 8. The other score is for Sutton. You've got Sydney Grease with a field goal, and she's 1 out of 3 from the line. She's got 3 points. But Kenneth Grease has got a field goal for 2. And Tiara Raymer, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 1 point. Again, her score here at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over the Sutton Phillies by a score of 45-24. We'll have more on the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
Sutton Lumber offers all you may need for commercial and residential, new construction, and remodeling projects. From special order materials to basic hardware, Sutton Lumber offers quality products to help you get your job done. Congratulations, Sutton Phillies, on a successful season, and best wishes at State from Sutton Lumber.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 35 locations in Central Nebraska, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
For all your printing and advertising needs, call Printing MD, your printing doctor in Sutton. Printing MD can do it all, from embossed napkins and wedding invitations to posters and magnetic signs for your vehicle. Printing MD can make a banner for a special occasion or designated parking signs for your lot. Add that to letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, registration forms, posters, brochures, sales bills, and more. Printing MD is your complete printer. Call for a quote on your next printing job. 773-5582. Printing MD, proudly supporting all Sutton athletes.
Got the other game going on over at Pinnacle Bank Arena tonight. Class A, Omaha Westside is leading Lincoln Northeast in the second quarter. The score is 32-20. Again, the big story in the state tournament again is Norfolk. The Norfolk girls came into the state tournament, the number 8 seed in Class A. They were 13-12 in the season. They went out last night and beat the Benson Bunnies, the defending champions in Class A. A team that had a long winning streak themselves as they won the state championship a year ago. They were 26-0 this year. They were beaten by Norfolk last night, 46-37. Then the Panthers go out tonight in the semifinals and dispose of Bellevue West, 36-23. So Norfolk will play for their first ever state title tomorrow against the winner of Omaha Westside Lincoln Northeast. That'll be the 6:30 game tomorrow night in Class A. Class B has Lincoln Pius playing Norris tomorrow afternoon at 1. Pius beating Gross today 54-29. Norris over York 45-40. Class C1 state title game, Pierce against Kearney Catholic. Pierce winners over Lincoln Christian 45-40. Then it was Kearney Catholic disposing of Norfolk Catholic today 61-26. Brompton will play the winner of this ball game tomorrow at 8:30. Crompton took care of Guardian Angel Central Catholic 56-35 today for their 52nd win in a row. Class D1, Dundee County Stratton against St. Mary's. It was Dundee County Stratton by 10 over Howells Dodge today, 58-48. St. Mary's took care of Blue Hill, 47-38. Class D2 in the championship game tomorrow at 4:30. It'll be Falls City Sacred Hearts against Wynot. Wynot shooting for their fourth, or actually their fifth state title. They won four in a row. Wynot winners over Sandhills Thetford tonight, 42-32. And Falls City Sacred Heart beat Stewart today by a score of 60-51. The score here at halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Sutton by a score of 45-24. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS and Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
Hi, I'm Dana Grease, your pharmacist at Sutton Pharmacy. We've been your full-service neighborhood pharmacy since 2007. We are committed to working with you and your healthcare providers to give you the best personalized care. We offer a full line of Good Neighbor Pharmacy products to meet your healthcare needs. Sutton Pharmacy also offers deliveries to Sutton and Edgar for your convenience. Locally owned, locally operated, locally loved. Sutton Pharmacy.
Call Clay County Tree Service for all of your tree trimming and tree removal needs. Clay County Tree Service is insured and offers free estimates, affordable pricing, reliable service, and on-site job cleanup. Call Brandon today at 402-984-7346 for Clay County Tree Service. That's 984-7346.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
Georgia's 66 Easy Stop, 3G, and Subway send congratulations to the Sutton Phillies on making it to state. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their G3 brushless car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia's 66 Easy Stop, Highway 6 in Sutton.
South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403.
All right, back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. Both teams are already on the floor, and then they found something on the floor that they had to mop up, so they sent it back to their respective benches there for a while. I thought they were waiting for us to come back from commercial before they got their second half underway here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over the Sutton Phillies. The score is 45-24. As we begin this third quarter of play, Sutton will shoot to our basket to our right here in the second half. A lot of wood to chop here for the Phillies to get back into this basketball game. There's a pass into a Sherman in the second half is underway. There's a Tierra Raymer with the ball at the free throw line picked up by Farmer. Raymer goes over here on the wing on the right side to Savannah Sherman. She holds the ball against Lucy Skok. Hands it away to Delaney Lemkow. She's out here in three-point territory. She works against Carly Wright. Now to Tierra Raymer again. Raymer at the elbow, can't put up a shot. Now to Sherman, drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there, is no good, but she's fouled in the play. And Sherman will go to the free throw line to shoot two here for the Sutton Phillies. Personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Carly Wright. That's going to be her third foul. So Wright with three. Going to the free throw line now is going to be Savannah Sherman for the Sutton Phillies. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. Her shot is up there, it's going to be no good. She is now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. Savannah Sherman had 6 points in the ball game last night over Freeman. Sherman at the line. Next one is up there. That one is good. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. It's now 45-25. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Here comes Farmer back. Nice pass underneath the hole. A shot is up there and in by Claire Hamburger. Hamburger gets the field goal. She's now got 12 in the ball game. The assist goes to Chandra Farmer. Now Lemkow loses control of the ball. It's picked up here by Carly Wright. Down to Farmer. The Hamburger drives, shoots, and scores. Claire Hamburger scores for St. Cecilia. She's now got 14 in the ball game. 49-25. The Hawkettes have the lead here in the third quarter with 7:08 remaining. Sutton continues that problem with turnovers. There's a shot going to be blocked. Tierra Raymer's shot is blocked there by Lucy Skok. Down to Farmer. They get the ball to Carly Wright. Back to Farmer. Her shot is up there and in. Chandra Farmer scoring there. 25 points in the ball game now for Farmer. 51-25. He sees St. Cecilia with the lead here in this third quarter with 6:44 to play. Raymer for three. Shot no good. Rebound tapped around. Hamburger grabs the ball. Long pass down the floor. Farmer catches up with it, and she saves it from going out of bounds. Can't put up a shot. Out there, Carly Wright. Now to Hamburger deep in the corner. Drives it. Kicks it out here. A three-pointer up there and in. Rattles in there. A three-pointer by Little Sheehy. She's got 5 points, and the Hawkettes, everything they're throwing up there tonight is going down through the hole. 54-25, St. Cecilia with the lead. Savannah Sherman with the ball, high right side. Sherman dribbling here to the top of the key, stops there, reverses the ball, gets it here in the hands of Tierra Raymer. Raymer lobs the ball inside, grabbing it there. It's going to be Johnson, her shot good, and she's fouled into play. Alexa Johnson scoring there for the Sutton Phillies, and she has fouled into play. She'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Skolk and St. Cecilia. That's going to be her third. So three fouls now on Lucy Skolk. Here the ball game now is going to be Sydney Grease for Sutton. Josie Prevett comes into the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Johnson goes to the free throw line. Johnson has hit her first field goal of the ball game there. Now she's trying to make this a three-point play. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but St. Cecilia was in the lane too soon. Josie Prevett in the lane too soon there for the Hawkettes. So Alexa Johnson will have one more crack at things here. No good. Rebound comes down here to St. Cecilia. That's Carly Wright with the ball. Right down to Farmer. Brings it across the 10-second line. Sandra Farmer dribbling with the ball against Lemkow as she drives it down the right side of the lane. Kicks her back out here to Josie Prevett. Down to Farmer in the corner. Dribbles down the lane. Now she's double-teamed. Farmer bounce pass out of the wing. Down to Carly Wright. And now Tim Farmer wants to call a timeout. Timeout here for Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll take a break. Our timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
Mike Will back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln tonight. All Hastings St. Cecilia in this one. The score is 54-27. Hawkins have got the lead. St. Cecilia inbounding the ball off the far side. Here's Farmer with the ball. She moves it to the left side. She is double-teamed. Farmer gets it back out here to Carly Wright. Moves it to the top of the key. Carly Wright splits a couple of defenders. Drives it inside. Back out to Hamburger. Now to Prevett at the free throw line. Here's a clear Hamburger with the ball around the screen from Prevett. Into the hands of Carly Wright on the far sideline. Dribbles once. Bounce pass comes out here to a Chandra Farmer for Hastings St. Cecilia. Farmer holding on to the ball. On the dribble now comes behind the screen again from Josie Prevett. Open for a second. Did not take the three-pointer. They're covering her up as she gets the ball now in the hands of Little Sheehy. Sheehy, dribble penetration. She stops at the elbow. Throws it back out here. Wright has got the ball. Right now to Chandra Farmer again. Farmer resets the offense here for Hastings St. Cecilia. 4:48 to play in the third quarter. Farmer looking to penetrate, can't do it. This is a good defensive possession here for the Sutton Phillies. Here's Claire Hamburger. She gets away, drives it down the right side of the lane, and running one-hander is up there and in. Claire Hamburger circles around to the left side of the lane or the right side of the lane and drives it right to the goal and scores. She's got 16 in the ballgame. It's 56-27. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's a Tierra Raymer with the ball. High right side now for Sutton. She's got Farmer right in her face. Tierra Raymer dribbles it to the elbow. Stops there. Raymer has to get rid of it. She's double-teamed. Gets away to Lemkow. She bombs the ball and is picked up here by Josie Prevett. Turnover number 16 of the ball game now for Sutton. Here comes St. Cecilia down the right sideline. That's going to be Carly Wright with the ball. She hands it back out here to Chandra Farmer. Sutton is still in a man-to-man defense here. But St. Cecilia has been able to slice this one up. This is the team is giving up only 32.8 points per ball game. St. Cecilia's got 56 here in the third. There's a shot put up there, no good by Sheehy. Rebound comes down to Farmer in the corner. Her three-pointer is up there. It rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Tierra Raymer now for Sutton. Raymer brings her back the other way for the Phillies across the 10-second line. Farmer will pick her up. Raymer dribbles behind the screen, takes it down to the baseline. Her shot's up there and in. Tierra Raymer hits her first field goal of the ball game. She's now got 3 points in the contest. Long pass down the floor right at the other end. Her shot good. Sutton was slow in getting back on defense. Golly Wright gets the easy field goal for St. Cecilia. The transition has been very good tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. And Tim Farmer, the coach, talked about that during the pregame show here tonight. Wanted to increase their transition offense, and they're doing that tonight. There's a shot put up there, no good. It's saved from going out of bounds by Carly Wright into the hands of Farmer again. She runs her back the other way for the Hawkettes. Down to a Hamburger, takes it down the left side of the lane. Out to Little Sheehy, takes it into the paint. Contact made, foul called. Foul here will go on the Phillies. And this one is going to go on Savannah Sherman. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number one on the Phillies here in the second half of play. So it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball now with 2 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the third quarter. St. Cecilia out on top of Sutton by 29 points. It is 58 to 29. Hamburger will inbound the ball here. They get it out between the circles here to a Shandra Farmer. She holds the ball. Lemkow will pick her up defensively. Farmer moves the ball to the elbow. Now hands the ball away to Claire Hamburger. Goes to the far sideline to Cameron Kissinger, who's back in the ball game. Kissinger back out to Hamburger, flips it away to Farmer. Out here near the 10-second line, Farmer gets away, dribbles to the top of the key, now hesitates, drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there as good, and she's fouling the play. Sandra Farmer will go to the free throw line for Hastings St. Cecilia. She is hacked to the arm. And that's going to send Farmer to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. She is 0-1 from the line so far tonight. Her shot is up there. The shot is going to be good. And now they're going to say somebody was in the lane too soon for St. Cecilia, and they're going to wipe that baby off the board. So Farmer will stay at 27 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia now leading by a bunch, like 31 points. 60 to 29. The Hawkettes blowing the Phillies out of their corrals there tonight. There's a Tierra Raymer with the ball back outside the ring to Sydney Grease. Moves it to the free throw line. Out to Raymer for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Sydney Grease. She kicks it back down to the baseline. The shot up there and in by Alexa Johnson. Johnson from the short left baseline scores there for Sutton. It's now a 60-31 ball game. The Phillies trailing in the ball game. St. Cecilia with the ball. Farmer here at the top of the key. Sends it to the far sideline. Hamburger back to Farmer underneath the basket. Reverse layup. Good. Shandra Farmer is playing an unbelievable ball game tonight for St. Cecilia. She's now got 29 in the ball game, at 16 in the first quarter. 62-31. Bombs away for three. Shot is up there by Lemkow. No good. Guess who? Farmer with a rebound. Leads a two-on-two break back the other way. Farmer to the near sideline. Cameron Kissinger out to Farmer. I'll take the three. Thank you. Shot is up there. Hits the back iron. No good. Ball is loose. It's picked up by Hamburger. Now underneath the basket, the Lucy Skoke. Her shot is good, and she's fouling the play. Lucy Skoke gets the field goal there for St. Cecilia, and she'll go to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is whistled on Alexa Johnson. That's going to be her second. So Skoke will go to the free throw line. 64-31. Acing St. Cecilia out on top. Crofton in the audience tonight, and they're watching as they're going to play this team tomorrow night for the state championship at 8:30. Shot from the line is up there, no good by Scope, and an offensive rebound to Josie Prevett. Josie Prevett has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Comes out to Farmer. Farmer holds the ball now, puts it on the floor, and dribbles back to the center of the floor. Sutton is still man-to-man. Bounce pass goes over to Lucy Scope, takes it to the free throw line. The ball knocked away, but Scope rolls it out here to Josie Prevett, now to Farmer. Sandra Farmer holding on the ball. We're down to a minute to play here in the third quarter. 64-31 is the score. Sandra Farmer bounce pass to Lucy Skoke. Entry pass inside to Hamburger. Out to Farmer. Fakes the three. Drives inside. Goes for the basket. Her shot no good. And she is fouling the play. Gets poked in the eyeball as she is she got hit in the head. Sandra Farmer will go to the free throw line. She was fouling the play. I think that was Lemkow who picks up the personal foul. They've had a few words just watching them. We're close range here. We're at courtside. They've had a few words between those two players, Lemkow and the Farmer, all night long, and Lemkow bopped her on the head. Farmer goes to the free throw line. She's got 29 in the ball game. She's 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Puts up the shot and is good. She'll get one more into the ball game. There's going to be, coming into the ball game is going to be Taylor Noose. Now for the Sutton Phillies. Sandra Farmer back to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Palmer down with 31. She's going to check out. Coming into the ball game is going to be Lil Sheehy. The score is 66-31. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. There's Alexa Johnson with the ball. Johnson down the left sideline down to Sponberg. Kelsey Sponberg is into the ball game. Back outside, there's a three-pointer thrown up there by Noose. No good, but an offensive rebound. Sutton keeps it alive. There's a Sponberg from the elbow. Her shot no good. Rebound is lost, out of bounds, and it's going to be Sutton ball. Skoke went after it, couldn't get there. And now with 33.4 seconds to play, Sutton will play things in. Baseline left side, underneath their own basket. Delaney Lemkow comes way out on top. That's going to be Johnson with the ball. Out here in three-point territory, a pass inside is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Cameron Kissinger. Kissinger gets the ball to Sheehy. Now to Hamburger. Wayside dribble back in the offensive zone here with 21 seconds to play in the third quarter. 66-31. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Claire Hamburger dribbling out here just across the 10-second line. Michaela Anderson picking her up defensively. 9 seconds to go. Here's Josie Prevett with the ball. Off to Hamburger on the right sideline. Moves it down in the corner to Kissinger. Back out to Hamburger. 2 seconds, throws up a three and hits it. Claire Hamburger throws up a three-pointer. She's got 19 in the ball game, and the Hawkettes will have a big lead here after three quarters of play. Three quarters in the books in the C2 semifinals here tonight at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 69 and the Sutton Phillies 31.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and the full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 35 locations in Central Nebraska, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
69-31. Facing St. Cecilia with a lead over the Sutton Phillies here tonight in the Class C2 state semifinals. There is a consolation game in C2 this year. It'll be at 1 o'clock tomorrow at Lincoln Southwest, so Sutton will still play another game if they cannot pull a rabbit out of their hat here in the fourth quarter. Farmer is back into the ball game. She'll drive the ball to the basket and shines up there and in. Chandra Farmer now with 33 points in the basketball game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. And the Hawkettes now lead by 40, 71-31. This has been an awesome show for the Hawkettes tonight. There's a shot by Tara Raymer that's going to be good. Raymer gets one to go down. She's got 5 points in the ball game. There's a little Sheehy with the ball, takes it into the lane, throws it down in the corner. Farmer for three, shot good again. 36 points in the ball game now for Chandra Farmer here in the contest, and it's 74-33. AC St. Cecilia out on top. Delaney Lemkow has got the ball now to Tierra Raymer. Raymer here at the top of the key, dribbling with the ball here against Sheehy. Raymer wanted to pull the trigger, did not, throws it inside to Johnson. Shot is up there and in. Alexa Johnson scoring. She's got 6 points in the ball game. It is now 74-35. St. Cecilia with the lead. Chandra Farmer again with the ball on the far sideline. 200 pass comes over to Sheehy. Down in the corner to a Lucy Skoke. Comes back out on top to Farmer. She's open, but won't take the shot right now. Chandra Farmer holds onto it. Bounce pass comes over here to Josie Prevett. Now to Cameron Kissinger. Kissinger dribbling with the ball here at the top of the circle. Goes over to Lucy Skoke on the elbow, left side. Goes back the other way now. Right side of the lane to Lil Sheehy. Takes it to the free throw line. Now to Farmer. Backs up in 3 point territory. Lumcow will pick her up defensively. Chandra Farmer dribbling with the ball. Bounce pass goes over to Kissinger. High right side. Cameron dribbling the ball. It's poked away. Kissinger picks her back up. Knocked away again. Kissinger picks her back up. Now to Lucy Skoke. She holds onto it high above her head. 200 pass goes over to Josie Prevett. Prevett looking inside to block. Nothing there right now. Josie comes back over to Lucy Skoke. Left side of the lane. She holds on to it. Now to Farmer. Takes the three-pointer. Her shot is off of the mark this time. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Farmer at the top of the key. Gets it away now to a little Sheehy. Drives it down to the baseline. And a traveling violation. Traveling violation is going to be called there. That's the eighth turnover on the St. Cecilia Hawkettes here in this basketball game. The most points scored in a C2 game in the state tournament was Cindy Hayes, who scored 45 points for Osceola back in 1987. So the record is 45. The state record is 52. Sandra Farmer, she's got 36 in the ball game right now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Now we got a traveling violation on Sponberg. So Farmer has got 36 points in the basketball game here tonight. So she's got a little ways to go to break a tournament record here at the Girls State High School basketball tournament. She got 9 points to go, and she got 4 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. The Hawkettes leading by a score of 74-35. St. Cecilia got out to a 30-11 lead at the end of the first quarter. Hawkins put 30 points on the board in the first period after hitting 83% from three-point territory, 5 three-pointers, and they hit 68% from the floor coming out of the gates. St. Cecilia's got it down in their offensive zone. Little Sheehy's got it on the far sideline. Sheehy out to Hamburger. Hamburger swings the left side. That's going to be Reagan Esch with the ball. Lobs it inside. That's Lucy Skolk, and a double dribble violation is called in Skolk. 9 turnovers on Hastings St. Cecilia. A reminder, we'll have all 6 state championship ball games for you tomorrow on our ESPN Superstations, 1550 KICS and 1460 KXPN. We'll also have the Hastings St. Cecilia game for you tomorrow night on 1230 KHAS. So Sutton has got the ball as they come back the other way. It's 74-35. Michaela Anderson with the ball. Comes out here to a Sponberg. Kelsey Sponberg with the ball. Her pass is going to be deflected. The ball is brought down here by Hamburger. Another turnover on Sutton. I've got him now with 19 turnovers here in the ball game. Claire Hamburger comes back for St. Cecilia down in the corner. Esch for three. Shot good. Reagan Esch throws up a three-pointer there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Now it's 77-35. Michaela Anderson with the ball. Out to a Taylor Neuse. She'll take a three-pointer. Shot good. Taylor Neuse throws up a three-pointer from just to the right of the circle. 77-38. Hawkins out on top. Again, this is a team that lost to Sutton right before the Christmas break by 2 points. They're not letting that happen here tonight. There's a two-handed pass back over to Hamburger. She drives into the baseline, throws up a shot. It's good. And does it count? Yes, it does. Claire Hamburger is fouled into play. The bucket counts, and she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Taylor Neuse picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. Hamburger's having a great night herself. She's got, 21 in the ball game. And the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be a Tarantino. Now we got a timeout called here by the Sutton Phillies. They call a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll have more after this.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Mike Will back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. All Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight as the Hawkettes are out on top of the Sutton Phillies. The score is a 79-38 over the Sutton Phillies. Hastings St. Cecilia in Crofton tomorrow night. It'll get underway at 8:30 at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Shot from the free throw line is no good by Hamburger. And the rebound comes down to Sutton. So we got 2 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in this one. The Sutton Phillies have the ball. Alyssa Sherman has got it now. Head coach Monica Smith has got some different people in the ball game here. Gets it to a Sponberg. She'll take it to the right side of the lane. Off to Alyssa Sherman. She comes out here in the three-point territory as they work against this man-to-man defense here. There's a long pass. They get it inside, but it's going to be over the head of Haley Hanthorn. It goes out of bounds and a turnover on Sutton. End of the ball game now for Sutton. We're going to see Sydney Gamar as she comes into the ball game as well for Sutton. Who else are we going to have? We're going to have Claire Rasmussen coming into the ball game for Hastings St. Cecilia. Now with a minute and 46 seconds to play. Hawkins have the ball. This is Tarantino with it now. To Reganesh as she drives into the basket and scores. Reganesh now with 5 points in the ball game. Everybody getting in the act here tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. It's 81-38. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's a Taylor Noose with the ball for three. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Tarantino. Tino comes back the other way for St. Cecilia. Gets by a defender, comes over here to Esch, takes it to the free throw line. Knocked loose, picked up on the far sideline by Claire Rasmussen. Rasmussen down in the corner to Esch. He's double teamed, throws it back out on top. Sheehy with the ball, now to Tino, shot good. Tarantino throws up a three-pointer. She's been hitting 20% of her threes so far this year in a reserve role, and she bangs home her first three-pointer of the ball game. 84-38 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia blowing out the Sutton Phillies here tonight in the semifinals of the state tournament. Taylor Noose, bounce pass comes across the top as they work here in the final stages of this ball game. They work the ball back inside to Raymer. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Sheehy for Hastings St. Cecilia. Sheehy trots her back the other way across the 10-second line. Sheehy dribbling the ball, brings it to the near side. They hands it away. That's Reganesh with the ball now with 27 seconds to play. Ash hands it away to Sheehy. Sheehy takes it to the right side of the floor, hands it away to Tarantino, looking to penetrate. Down to Sheehy on the far side. Comes across the top of the key. They get it to Reganesh. Down to 13 seconds to play. Here's a little Sheehy. She dribbles the ball down the left side, down in the corner now. They get it down there in the corner to Melody O'Callaghan. Back out to Ash as she holds on to the ball. 2 seconds, 1 second, and this one is over. Hastings St. Cecilia blows out the Sutton Phillies tonight in the semifinals in Class C2. The final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 84 and the Sutton Phillies 38. So St. Cecilia, they improved to 23 wins and 3 losses on the season. They will play Crofton for the state championship for the third straight year. They'll play Crofton tomorrow night at 8:30 at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The Sutton Phillies, they dropped to 23 wins and 5 losses on the season. They will play Guardian Angels Central Catholic in the consolation game tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock at Lincoln Southwest. Again, the final score, Hastings St. Cecilia wins over Sutton tonight by a score of 84-38. We'll have more right after this.
Sutton Electric wants to congratulate the Sutton Phillies on a great season and on making it to the state tournament. Sutton Electric is your residential, commercial, and industrial electrician in Sutton. Call 773-4571 or 762-5119 when you need an electrician. Owner Russell Germas would like to thank Sutton and the surrounding area for supporting his business. Also offering lawn service, Sutton Electric wishes the Sutton Phillies good luck at the state tournament.
Call Clay County Tree Service for all of your tree trimming and tree removal needs. Clay County Tree Service is insured and offers free estimates, affordable pricing, reliable service, and on-site job cleanup. Call Brandon today at 402-984-7346 for Clay County Tree Service. That's 984-7346.
South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403.
The story behind the Goodwill store. My story is about my daughter, Laura, who lives with a developmental disability. I've seen her learn, grow, and blossom with the help of Goodwill. People living life to the fullest, accomplishing goals, and realizing dreams. What we all strive for. What Goodwill helps people do every day. Donate, shop, be part of the story.
Doing it right makes such a difference. Goodwill.
Life is definitely good for Laura.
All right, back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight over the Sutton Phillies by a score of 84-38 in this basketball game. St. Cecilia came out of the gates. And I'll tell you what, the Hawkins out of the gates, they shot 68%. Actually, 63% in the first quarter of play. They hit 83% from three-point territory, 5-6. They raced out to a 30-11 lead over Sutton in the first quarter, and it didn't get any better for the Phillies. They trailed 45-24 at halftime, 69-31 after three. And St. Cecilia goes on to win by a score of 84-38. Chandra Farmer led the way tonight for St. Cecilia, 36 points in the basketball game. She had 16 in the first quarter alone. Farmer ends up with 36 in the ball game, 23 in the first half, and 13 more in the second half. Claire Hamburger, she had 21 points in the contest tonight for St. Cecilia. Their other scorers, Little Sheehy had 5 points. Collie Wright had 4. Reagan Esch had 5 points. Tara Tino had 3. Cameron Kissinger had 6 points in the ball game tonight, and Lucy Skoke had 4. But Chandra Farmer leading the way, 36 in the ball game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Savannah Sherman, she had 11 points for the Sutton Phillies tonight. The other scorers for Sutton, Delaney Lemkow, she had 8. Taylor Noose had 3 points. Tierra Raymer had 5. Sydney Grease had 3. Alexa Johnson had 6 points. And McKenna Grease had 2 points tonight for the Sutton Phillies. Again, St. Cecilia winning it tonight by a score of 84-38. You're listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery with certified and fellowship-trained physicians, providing you a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. We'll take a timeout and come back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS and Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
Georgia's 66 Easy Stop, 3G, and Subway send congratulations to the Sutton Phillies on making it to state. Stop in today for ultra-clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their G3 brushless car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia's 66 Easy Stop, Highway 6 in Sutton.
Sutton Lumber offers all you may need for commercial and residential, new construction, and remodeling projects. From special order materials to basic hardware, Sutton Lumber offers quality products to help you get your job done. Congratulations, Sutton Phillies, on a successful season, and best wishes at state from Sutton Lumber.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
The story behind the Goodwill store. My story is about my daughter, Laura, who lives with a developmental disability. I've seen her learn, grow, and blossom with the help of Goodwill. People living life to the fullest, accomplishing goals, and realizing dreams. What we all strive for, what Goodwill helps people do every day. Donate, shop, be part of the story.
Doing it right makes such a difference. Goodwill.
Life is definitely good for Laura.
All right, back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Again, it was Hastings St. Cecilia winning tonight over Sutton by the score of 84-38. Chandra Farmer, 6 3-point field goals in the ball game, including 5 in the first half, ends up with 36 points in the ball game as the Hawkettes roll here tonight to their 23rd win of the 2014-2015 season. So for the third time this season, actually for the third time in the last 3 years, it'll be St. Cecilia playing Crofton for the state championship in Class C2. Last year, Crofton knocked off Hastings St. Cecilia in the title game by a score of 62-40. The next opponent for the Hawkettes has won 52 games in a row, and they're seeking their fourth straight state championship in Class C2. So a huge task coming up tomorrow for St. Cecilia. That'll be the final game of 6 tomorrow at Pinnacle Bank Arena. It'll tip off at 8:30. And a reminder, we'll have all 6 state championship games for you tomorrow on ESPN 1550 KICS. We'll get you the final shooting numbers in the ball game tonight. Look at this. St. Cecilia ends up shooting 62% for the ball game. 62% for the ball game. They were 32 out of 52 from the field today. St. Cecilia hitting 59% from three-point territory. They were 13 out of 22 from beyond the arc. St. Cecilia with 26 rebounds in the ball game, 12 for Sutton. They had 12 offensive rebounds and 14 on defense for St. Cecilia. Sutton had 7 offensive rebounds and 5 on defense. St. Cecilia turned the ball over 9 times in the ball game tonight. Sutton had 17 turnovers, 7 steals for Hastings St. Cecilia, no steals for Sutton. For the free throw line, St. Cecilia was 5 out of 10 for 50%. Sutton was 6 out of 11 for 55%. One block shot for St. Cecilia, one block shot for Sutton, but it was all Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight as they win over the Sutton Phillies by the score of 84-38. We understand the Class A game still got 5 minutes and 19 seconds to play in their ball game, and Omaha West Side is leading Lincoln Northeast by the score of 48-37. That's 5:19 to play in the fourth quarter. West Side leading Lincoln Northeast by the score of 48-37. So the state championship games set for tomorrow in Class A. Norfolk with another upset win tonight over Bellevue West, the number 8-seeded team in Class A. They will play either Omaha West Side or Lincoln Northeast in the 6:30 ball game tomorrow night at Pinnacle Bank. In Class B, it'll be Pius taking on Norris. Pius was a winner over Omaha Gross today, 54-29. Norris winning over York by a score of 45-40. In Class C1, it'll be Pierce against Kearney Catholic. Pierce winners over Lincoln Christian today, 45-40. Kearney Catholic over Norfolk Catholic by a score of 61-26. That game will go at 11 tomorrow. At 8:30 tomorrow night, Class C2, Crofton against St. Cecilia. Crofton won their 52nd straight game today over Guardian Angel Central Catholic, 56-35. Hastings St. Cecilia winners over Sutton by a score of 84-38. Class D1, Dundee County Stratton against St. Mary's. Dundee County Stratton knocked off Howells Dodge today by a score of 58-48. And it was St. Mary's over Blue Hill, 47-38. And in Class D2, Fall City Sacred Heart over Stewart, 60-51. And it was Wynot beating Sand Hills Thetford by a score of 42-32. So Wynot will take on Fall City Sacred Hearts at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. So that will wrap things up. Let's see if we got to Tim Farmer, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. See if he's going to make his way out of the locker room, and maybe he can join us here at courtside as Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off the Sutton Phillies in this ball game tonight by the score of 84-38. So for the third consecutive year, we'll see Crofton at Hastings St. Cecilia in the state championship ball game tomorrow night at 8:30 at Pinnacle Bank Arena. You know, we're going to see if Tim Farmer is going to make his way out of the locker room and make his way back over here to the court side as we visit here on the post-game show brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. And Chandra Farmer leading the way tonight, 36 points in the basketball game here for Hastings St. Cecilia. She scores 23 in the first half alone, 16 in the first quarter. And the Hawkeyes roll here tonight over the Sutton Phillies by the score of 84-38. Claire Hamburger being overshadowed here tonight. She had 21 points in the ball game herself. So Farmer had 36, Hamburger had 21, as Tim Farmer is going to join us here at courtside following their big victory here tonight. I don't know about you, but that may have been the best performance of the season. You saved it here for the state semifinals today. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Talking about the ball game, got off to just an unbelievable start right out of the gates in the first quarter. You hit over 60% of your field goals in the first quarter. You hit 5 three-pointers, and you put up 30 points in the first quarter. And this is a team that is being giving up 32.8 on the season.
Right. We got off to that start, like you mentioned. We've done that a few times this year, but never have we been able to carry it through fourth quarter. So the girls definitely remembered what happened to them last time we played these guys, and that one stung so bad that they came out with the kind of effort that they showed on the floor tonight. And credit to our girls. They've talked about that since they knew the Sutton matchup was coming yesterday. And they followed through with their intensity and did their job and carried it through four quarters this time.
Like you said, through all four quarters, you didn't have a letdown in any of those quarters. You kind of talked about that. You wanted to turn up your transition a little bit during the pregame show. You got a lot of transition baskets in this ball game today.
Yep, that was working about as good as I've seen us work it. You know, the girls were out, and it wasn't just Claire and Chandra. It was everybody. You know, when we get to everybody contributing like that and knocking down jump shots and keeping the spacing the way it needs for us to get to the basket, we're pretty tough. So I guess the extra motivation was good for me as a coach because I didn't have to say a whole lot. I just kind of reminded them, and that's all it took.
I know you don't like to talk about Chandra a whole lot, but I'll let you do it tonight. 36 points in the ball game. Once she started firing up a shot, she just had to feel it tonight.
She gets, you know, feeling like that once in a while. Tonight it just so happened that the majority of them fell down. She gets a basket and jump shot happy once in a while, and then they don't always come through like they did this evening. But credit to her again, and she was extra motivated and came out and played about as hard as she could play.
Well, you get about, 24 hours of rest before you see Crofton tomorrow night for the third time in the last 3 years. St. Cecilia and Crofton will meet in the state finals. We saw them earlier, equally as impressive in their ball game, the semifinals tonight.
No doubt. They showed exactly what they gave to us last year in that ball game against Guardian. So we've been working on it. Hopefully we have a little bit better plan in terms of being able to handle that pressure, and we're hoping to score with them. You know, we're not going to stop them. They're a good team, and we understand that. We're just hoping to perform better than we did last year.
A lot of their offense, it comes off of transition and defensive pressure. They just get so many transition baskets. Is that what makes them so tough to stop?
Well, you know, exactly. They're so long, and they get their hands on a lot of things. And what's impressive about them is the way they finish around the basket. They can not only get their hands on it and then attack the rim, but a lot of girls can do that, but not too many can finish like they finish. That's what's impressive about them. So they're going to live on the free throw line. They're going to shoot a lot of free throws. We're going to have to stay out of foul trouble, and we're going to have to run with them if we can, you know, execute somewhat close to what we did tonight. I know it's going to be a way different matchup, but we're definitely going to try and go with them.
Rebounding is going to be a key, too, because we saw a game tonight where the opposition, West Point Central Catholic, did not get a lot of second shots in that ball game tonight. It was a one shot and out, so we're going to have to be on the boards tomorrow and get some second and third opportunities, aren't we?
I noticed that with that game also, and one of our weaknesses this evening, I felt like, was our second chance opportunities. You know, the shot would go up, and it was like we gave up on it and didn't get many offensive rebounds, I didn't think. So that's kind of been our weakness all year. We got Lucy, our six-footer, and then we dropped 5'9", and granted, we have a 5'9", pretty good athlete, but you can't replace 6 foot, and a lot of teams will throw at least one. You know, Guardian has a couple, and Freeman has five of them, and, you know, we get one, and she's a sophomore, and she's just kind of getting into her groove, and so that's definitely going to be a point of emphasis in our discussions over the night here.
All right, so hopefully we got to one more left in us. It should be a wild one tomorrow, and if they kind of cap off the six-game contest tomorrow at Pinnacle Bank, it'll be a pleasure seeing what Crofton again in the finals in a great arena tomorrow. Should be a great game.
I just hope, yeah, we can keep it rolling and make everybody happy, whether it's our team or theirs, and make it fun to watch. So.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow night, my man.
You bet.
Yep, Tim Farmer, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the Hawkins rolling tonight over Sutton, winning by the score of 84-38 over the Sutton Phillies. All six state championship ball games for you tomorrow on ESPN 1550 KICS and on ESPN 1460 KXPN. That'll wrap things up from Lincoln tonight. For my statistician, Gene Shaw, for Dakota Hilger, my producer and engineer, back to the radio station, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Lincoln.
You've been listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS and on Classic Hits 98.9. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow as all six of the state championship games in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament will be broadcast on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1550 and 1460. This high school basketball broadcast has been an exclusive presentation of Platform Radio Sports.